marco@bertarellico.com or call 314-323-0712. That's 323-0712, and let Bertarelli Paper take your order and take care of you and your business. From the 590 The Fan KFNS Studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn, and just around the corner is hour number three of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with Franco Pinion.
Tim McKernan here for Design Air Heating and Cooling. Their business is essential to your comfort and safety, so Design Air will continue to offer services for emergency repair, installation, and preventative maintenance while taking all of the recommended precautions to eliminate physical contact. For more information on air purifiers, please visit designairservice.com. And for all of your heating and air conditioning needs, contact the official HVAC company of the Ryan Kelly Morning After, Design Air Heating and Cooling.
Biggie's Restaurant has been a staple of the community for over 30 years, and that has not changed. Now you can order from Biggie's with delivery and curbside pickup Wednesday through Sunday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. They've added half-baked pizzas that you finish at home, and some of their most popular dishes like chicken parmesan, pastas, and salads are available. Biggie's will be offering free delivery within a 5-mile radius. Give them a call at 781-0060 to put in your order for pickup or delivery today. Thanks to everyone who continues to support local. 590 The Fan is a locally owned and operated business that wants to help your business during this pandemic. Do you need to find new ways to reach your customers? Would you like to promote your business now so you are top of mind right after the crisis has resolved? Well, you can with no strings attached. We are offering a no-charge advertising campaign, first come, first serve, during the month of May. Please email to sales@590thefan.com with your contact name, email, and phone number, and a sales manager will contact you within 24 hours.
Jonah Butcher here to wish you a safe and enjoyable Memorial Day.
Uncle Joe, besides being St. Louis barbecue specialists, let's tell people what's new at Kenrick's.
In support of our local farmers, we are now carrying Missouri farm-raised beef in selected cuts. Come by while supplies last. Don't forget us for your next barbecue.
Kenrick's, celebrating 75 years of business.
Thank you to our front lines. We salute you. Call us 314-631-2440 or visit us at kenricks.com for more information.
Looking for new current window treatments? Give Cardinal Blinds a call at 636-220-2269 for a free consultation to answer any questions. Cardinal Blinds is a local, third-generation family-owned business and St. Louis's leader in window treatment sales, repairs, and cleaning. Speaking of, have you heard about ultrasonic cleaning? Their ultrasonic blind cleaning system kills bacteria, removes dust, and takes care of most stains, making your window treatments look like new. That's Cardinal Blinds, 636-220-2269, and cardinalblinds.com.
And while we all have more time at home, take a moment and go to carltoninsurance.net to see just how much the James Carlton State Farm team can save you. Whether it's home, life, or car insurance, the James Carlton State Farm team is here in your neighborhood, ready to provide you with a customer experience unmatched in the industry. Rates continue to drop as fewer cars are on the road. Now is as good a time as ever to make sure your family has the best protection at the right price. If your insurance costs a leg and an arm, call James Carlton State Farm, 314-961-4800.
Every great success story starts with one brave decision. And if you're one of the millions of Americans with college credit but no degree, one brave decision is all that stands between you and the future you want. At Maryville University, we know returning to college takes courage, but your decision isn't really about going back to school. It's about moving forward. And we'll be with you every step of the way. Let's be brave together. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
There's no better time to get those gardens and greens around the house, and Franklin Group and Associates is here for you. They are a generational family-owned business carrying a wide variety of locally grown annuals, perennials, vegetables, hanging baskets, flowering shrubs, and potted plants. They are currently taking personal delivery orders and providing curbside pickup. They work with the best landscape designers in the area and are waiting to fill your order. Call Jack now at 314-422-7056 to experience a product second to none.
The Village Bar, now open Monday through Sunday, noon to 8 p.m. for curbside pickup. If you have a large order, we will deliver. Our quart-sized chili is also available to feed the entire family. We're located at 12247 Manchester Road in De Pere. To order, call 314-821-4532.
No, don't lose it. Don't lose it. You got it. You got it, Kate. Welcome to the Playhouse. It begins now.
Vineyard Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Great opinions on the air.
So join his partner.
FM.
No.
Oh, too early.
I was just a little bit early.
The blank expression on your face.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
I get that every day. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the May 3rd. Ooh, you know what I just realized? Today is Wednesday the 13th. I know we don't understand it either. Right. We don't know why we do it. It's the May 13th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Window World, where, here's the big news, now 25 months, same as cash. Yeah, zero interest with approved credit. We'll talk about that. And all the other reasons that you don't want to make a replacement window decision without including Window World. But first, let's do this.
Hey!
At the control board, you know him, you love him, man, you know him, okay. Maybe you don't know him well enough to love him. Father of Theo, son of Dave, 19 years a resident of Great Britain, 10 of them in Birmingham, England. He is Trevor Limestone Limey Phillips. Say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
In the room with the thick glass partition, quarantined off with Dan Strauss, sits the guy who is here because he's not yet comfortable getting in the car and just going northbound, southbound, westbound, or... That's right, the womanizer, Bill Cleveland. Bill, say hello to everybody.
That's me. Hello, everyone.
Oh, that's you. That describes you. Ever there was a womanizer. In the house with his trouser mouse is Dan Strauss.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to First Community Credit Union, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area, with over 40 locations in Missouri and Illinois. They're offering drive-through service only, but that will change very soon. You can still get home loans and car loans or information on the CARES loans for your business. And if you need to get your safe deposit box out, just ask them at the drive-through. First Community Credit Union is a great place for all of your banking needs. And to find out more, go to
FirstCommunity.com.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
Next time you drive by a Denny's, just take a moment and go, oh, I know somebody that used to work there. He was a night cook. Next time you drive by Wendy's, say, I know somebody I think used to work there. You drive by a KFC. In fact, you drive to like 200 places. This guy used to work there. He was also a meat cutter. He was a mall. Next time you go by a mall or an arcade, you go, hey, I think I know a guy who used to be a mall arcade token distributor.
Oh.
Yeah, that's true. Next time you pick up a crime magazine, I think I know a guy who used to be an investigative reporter for a crime magazine. He did all that. Oh, let's throw in there, too. He was, next time you pick up a knife,
oh,
you go to stab somebody, or you go to cut meat, or cut cheese, or whatever you want to cut.
Cheese.
That's right, rat boy. You say, I think I know a guy who used to be a knife salesman door to door.
Oh, yeah. A beer.
Well, next time you crack open a can of beer, you... Yeah, that sound. That was me, by the way, not a real can.
Wow.
Thank you. And you enjoy a frosty cold one, go, well, I seem to, I know somebody used to be a beer vendor at Busch Stadium. Oh, yeah. Next time you strap on a pair of roller skates, and don't we do that often? Of course we do. Go to the roller rink. You go, I think I know somebody used to be a DJ at a roller rink. I know that's a huge list and a long resume, and it's only part of it. Today, and someday he'll add this to former jobs. These will become former jobs. One of them, maybe, or all of them sooner than we'd like for them to become former. He's head of research for the large morning show in the afternoon. That would be this show. He's our digital clock setter. Let me check the time on that clock. 5:19. Ooh, running a little late, and I know that because we normally say it's 5:18 or 19, but now it's 5:20. Oh, 5:06, 5:07, 5:08, 5:09. 5:20, 10. There it is, right there. And that's the time on the clock at the U.S. Naval Observatory, so we know it's accurate. He's our newsman, our news director, author of the book Bad Mood, Good Mood, and what else? He is a private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
Thank you, Frank. Did you hear Dan called his ex-wife and asked her if they could have a quickie?
I did not.
She said, over my dead body. And Dan said, yeah, just like old times.
Oh,
that's a good one.
Hello and thank you to the law offices of Scott Sherman. Scott appears on the Large Morning Show in the afternoon every Thursday in the 4 o'clock hour to offer free legal advice. And he co-hosts The Yard Sale with Dan Strauss every Saturday morning from 7 to 9 a.m. here on 590 The Fan. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with COVID-19 and you or they have been forced to miss work as a result, you may be eligible for workman's compensation. That's what Scott specializes in. Call him, or email him, I should say, lawofficeofscottsherman@gmail.com. That's lawofficeofscottsherman@gmail.com.
All right, Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Horses hind in.
No, he actually did, Red Boy. No, it wasn't. I didn't say it to be like a joke or be funny. He actually did. Red Boy wants to know, did you really sell knives that cut what?
Cheese.
Yes. It's not just a gas passing expression. There are special cheese cutting implements. That's right, Red Boy.
Yeah, cheese knife. Mm-hmm.
You ever see that? What is that? It's a wire. You cut cheese.
Yeah, cheese wire.
It's just a... Yeah, isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting that somebody decided, hey, forget the knife.
No, I wasn't being a smarter.
Let's cut it with a wire.
No, because it doesn't. Sometimes if you cut it with a knife, it can stick to the side of the knife and it breaks apart. But with that cheese, like if you use them like a brick, it just slices right through it.
Mm-hmm.
I find that a cheese roller.
Yeah.
What's a cheese roller?
It rolls out cheese.
Well, it's got the roller on the little knife, wire.
Oh, I've never seen that.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I need to get with it. So that's, you know who Rad Boy is. How about giving it up for Bruce Limpress and the All-Boy Orchestra? Yes.
Yeah.
Now, Limey, something has happened to you. And we can't figure it out.
What did I do now?
No, I'll give you two examples. You are, there's a little attitude change, and you're blurting out things, just things. Like just now, and then earlier when Dr. Doug said something about some long name, it's a squamous cell scumanoma carcinoma, and I go, yeah, that's what I was going to, and you said, yeah, that's what I was going to say.
He's a father. He's a father. Yeah,
this
now.
This has changed him. Yeah. This Theo thing. Maybe Theo's listening, and he said, "Listen, little Theo, I don't know yet if you're old enough to, but I'm going to be on today, and I'm going to say some really good, funny stuff." So maybe he's doing it for his kid.
It reminds me of the movie Joker, where he slowly started to go insane and become a dangerous person as the movie got longer.
That could be happening.
That's the vibe I'm
could
getting.
Be happening.
I did just buy a gun.
You know what? You
that
did.
I did.
This is all starting to add
up.
Oh,
man.
Oh, man.
Piece it together.
Well, we're not scared yet, but maybe coming. We're brought to you by Window World. It is, and it still is, the number one selling replacement window in the country. And check this out. They, for a long, long, long time, have offered 18 months, same as cash, with approved credit, which means 18 months, there's no interest, just take your time, bust it up into 18 payments or whatever. That was a very good deal. Well, it's better now. Through July 27th, and it's important that you pay attention because some of you will wait and wait and wait, and then it'll be July 28th. And you'll think, well, let's take advantage of that 25-month same as cash. No, it's good through July 27th. Don't be a procrastinator. You need windows replaced. Let's get on it. The season is here. You already know which window you're going to choose. You can look at 10 of them if you want to. You're going to choose Window World. for two reasons. It's the best choice. How about that is one reason. And the other, your AM and the PM. And they're a big part of the show. It's a no-brainer. 25 months, same as cash, with approved credit through July 27th. Not much else you need to know, and if there is, it's on their website, windowworldstlouis.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita.
Glad to have him in the studio again today, courtesy of Window World, the preferred window of the Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues, and the official window of the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs. WindowWorldStLouis.com, as I said earlier. What do you say, folks? Bill Cleveland. And one guy in the group sounds like he has big hands. You hear that guy? Mm-hmm. Like bigger hands than the other people. Yeah. Bill, how are you?
I am well. Thank you. How are you?
Terrific.
I have to mention real quick, I just told Dan, I went to the smokehouse market today for the first time.
Ooh, you've never been there?
I had never been. It's I went great. Today and I What'd had a buy? French dip sandwich.
Oh, my good, you got the bet. You got it, one of the best things there.
It yeah. was incredible. And I'm a picky eater, but that is something yeah. that I like. I like a French dip sandwich, and that I'm not joking, that the best French dip sandwich.
Here's the
I've
deal. I don't like roast beef if it has veins of fat in it or little gristle
right,
pieces. I want that roast beef to require no teeth. It has to be so tender. And that is.
Yes.
Good for
and
you.
And the bread. Oh, my gosh.
They make their own bread. It's fantastic. Yeah.
Good for you. So I thought I'd mention that.
All right. Thank you.
I want to talk today about Jerry Stiller for just a moment or two.
He's so, really still now. He's stiller than he's ever been.
Have said that.
See what I did there?
Wow. Sorry. That was stupid. That was my bad. My bad.
We had a pretty good show going.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's
gonna Sorry.
Be my best segment ever.
All right, this is what I was going to do. There we go. Now I feel better.
So Jerry Stiller, as you probably have heard the news, passed away over the weekend, passed away on Sunday. And most people know him from his role on Seinfeld, George Costanza's father.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But he was also on a show called The King of Queens.
And that's what I know him from.
Arthur Spooner
saw
was
it.
His was the
that was Kevin what's his name?
So Kevin James, yeah, comedian Kevin James and Leah Remini. And you don't know who she is. Yeah, she was the one that got caught up in all of that
Scientology
church stuff.
And now she's trying to take him down. She did a documentary on him that was kind of cool, actually.
Yeah, and so they were the three main characters. And I bring this up because, so I went to a taping of The King of Queens.
Stop it.
Yes, and so I saw Jerry Stiller in person and saw him acting. And I'll tell you a little bit about how that whole process works, but what I wanted to mention. And not that I'm any expert, not that I've been to a bunch of TV tapings or have seen a ton of actors, but I have never seen anybody who can deliver lines like this guy and have everybody else cracking up. He never, never laughed. And that is a real gift to be able to say something funny.
What year did you see him?
So this would have been 2008, I think.
Wow, you know what would have been great is if you'd walked up to him. Did you meet him?
After the show, people in the audience got to go up and I say meet. I mean, you shook his hand.
Something if you could have said, hey, Jerry, you're going to die May 10th, 2020. That would have been something, wouldn't it?
Wow. Why would you do that?
Am I supposed to play a sound effect?
I don't know what to do now because that was so bad.
It was
so bad.
Technical difficulties?
No, doesn't deserve that. Doesn't deserve anything
just
but silence. Just a moment of silence. Mm-hmm. Let me burn. Let me feel it. Got it.
I mean, earlier in the segment, you said he's really Jerry Still now.
I said he's even stiller.
Even
right.
Stiller. Yeah. The only thing that you could have said worse was that he was named after his uncle, Jerry Stillborn.
That's wrong.
I know.
You guys just.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Sorry, I just had to have a little chat with Tim. There's just some things we just don't go for.
I think you guys joined the callers in Dr. Doug's segment.
Tim, go stand with Dr. Doug's callers over in the corner.
I can't walk.
That's gracious.
Go right ahead, Bill.
Yeah, so Jerry Stiller, but just the way that he would deliver his lines, and obviously these things were edited out. You didn't see them in the final shows when they would come on the air, but these actors would just, they couldn't keep a straight face. And for the most part, when he would deliver a funny line, they would have to do 5, 6, 7 takes to be able to, you know, compose themselves and not laugh when he would deliver these lines. And he was just an incredible actor. But
they said the same thing happened in Seinfeld.
I totally believe it. I'm going to mention just a handful of the TV shows that he was in. Just to see how many of you remember some of these shows, because he was in tons and tons of shows. But what I'll mention is, so I mentioned that I saw this show.
A ton
in
of shows alone would be 2,000 pounds of shows.
Unless it's metric.
Tons, shows, and tons of shows.
Unless it's metric, and then it's 1,000 shows.
Oh my God!
Yeah. Well, hold on a second. What does that mean?
A metric ton is 1,000.
Is 1,000 what?
Pounds. Whereas the real ton is 2,000 pounds.
We live in America, so we don't care.
You never know.
We don't care about a metric ton.
Just saying.
You took a kind of a funny bit and you ruined it.
Maybe we have listeners in Canada. You know.
I'll be honest, I haven't heard anything funny in the last 10 minutes, so I think you ruined everything.
Would you say Joker?
Go ahead, Bill.
Okay. So this show.
Can I say something to the audience? Can I just say this to the audience? No, to the audience, I want to say this. We're right there with you and wanting this to end soon.
I am with them wanting this to end.
A metric ton is 1,000 kilograms, Limey. Not 1,000
okay.
tons.
Okay, my bad.
So you're wrong, Britt. Go ahead, Bill.
My bad.
My God.
Okay. So the show was filmed at Paramount Studios. And so Paramount is one of about 5 or 6 different studios where you can go and you can watch these shows for free. Now, right now, obviously, it's not a good time. They're probably not filming anything right now. But when everything kind of gets back to normal, if you're interested in seeing a show up close and in person, and again, it's free to do. If you're going to be in Los Angeles, you're going to be in Southern California. Tickets you can get for free. There's a website called tvtickets.com. There's 2 or 3 others where you can go and you can book ahead of time. And then you show up. There's about 300 people in the studio audience. And so you're looking at these different sets. And so I've seen King of Queens, Everybody Loves Raymond, and The Tonight Show, and maybe one other. But they're all pretty much the same. All the sets are lined up. So you'll see, like, for example, if you've seen the King of Queens on the far side of the stage, you'll see their bedroom. And the next one's their kitchen. And so all the way across, you can see all the different rooms. And they do this show. So it's about 22 minutes. That's how long this half hour sitcom is, but it takes about 5 hours to film one of these things because sometimes they'll say something and it just isn't quite as funny and the audience doesn't really react. So they'll go back and they'll write another line and they'll keep trying it again to see, you know, if the audience, will react or whatever. They got the microphones are hanging down from the ceiling so the audience, you know, it can record their laughter. And I know one of the things they said, and pretty much I think every single one would, don't laugh really loud or don't try to say something to get yourself on television.
Right.
So, you know. But it's a fascinating process and you have a whole new, I don't want to say appreciation, but you see television different after you've watched one of these in person and to see how they're made.
That's a Paramount Studios. You said
that one's Paramount, Warner Brothers.
You know, there's a studio you can go, this is incredible. You can go there and
here it comes.
Thank you. There's a fee and you get to have sex with beautiful twins. It's Mounta Pair Studios.
Oh.
Thank you. Thank you, Hebe. Thank you.
They take a check.
Thank you, Hebe.
What's your question for Dr. Doug?
All right, so real quick, I'm going to go through some of these TV shows that Jerry Stiller was on. Tell me if you remember. A lot of these I have never heard of. A lot of them I have. So, Carol Burnett Show, obviously, we know what that
never
was.
Heard of it.
Here's a show, Joe and Sons. You know what that is?
Joe and Sons.
1975 to 1976. Time Express. Has anybody heard of that? 1979.
No.
The Love Boat. We've all heard of the Love Boat.
Oh, yeah.
He was on that a few. Archie Bunker's Place. Was that the follow up to
Yeah.
Yes.
It was a dud, but it was, yeah.
Follow up. Heart to Heart.
Yes.
Nope.
Oh, yes. Goodness. They were married. Stephanie
Powers.
I think so.
Yeah, okay. Stephanie Powers.
And some good looking guy.
Robert Wagner.
Okay. Simon and Simon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That one is. One that I watched as a kid, Reading Rainbow. Do you remember that? That was like a PBS show
kids
would watch. Trapper John.
About rainbows. Thank you. Kermit.
What is that?
Kermit the Frog. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Trapper John, M.D.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know what that one is? Mm-hmm. Murder, She Wrote, of course.
Is she still alive? Angela Lansbury.
I think so.
She's got to be 100 years old. And Kim's going to check it. I think she's alive.
I think she's still alive.
She has to be 95. She's 90 something. Let's find out.
Touched by an 94. Angel.
94. Oh. I was right there. Touched by an Angel. Roma Downey. I love that show.
Yeah, the Larry Sanders Show. Yep. I always liked that one. And then after King of Queens, these are the ones he did. A show called Teacher's Pet. Yep. Heard of that? Odd Job Jack.
Nope.
2003. Mercy, Fish Hooks, The Good Wife. I have heard of that. And then one, his last show that he did, last television show, was called Zoolander Supermodel.
Wow. Oh, yeah, Zoolander 2.
You just reminded, that Odd Job Jack, you just reminded me of a show, and it didn't make it. It only ran like three episodes.
Oh,
and
no.
It was a guy who was a professional model. Hand model, like rings, watches, hand job Jack.
Oh.
He only got hand job. He didn't get like a full modeling job, just his hands.
Just hand jobs.
Yeah, that show did not make
What'd
it.
What'd that pay?
You just brought the show screeching halt. What did
and
it
mine
pay?
Was bad.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I thought maybe it was by the job. I didn't understand the analogy.
Talent fee. Right,
what's your question for Dr. Doug?
How much do veterinarians charge for a hand job, Dr. Doug?
Okay, and that concludes the most brutal segment I have ever gone
through.
You're
telling us.
Wow. Hey, I did not do that. Okay, I'm Bill Clavel on the road and on 590 The Fan.
Thank you, Bill. Bill, who may never return. Yeah. This could be his last segment. Brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the country. More at windowworldst.louis.com. Check that site out and look at that new deal. 25 months, same as cash. That's a good deal. With approved credit, of course. So I'm going to mention a product that I wish I owned. Maybe you're at least own stock in it. Because it seems to me it's the only name that I ever see for this product. And it's every house that's being built, every building, Tyvek. They all have this key.
Yeah.
They all have Tyvek on them.
The stuff they put on the outside to protect it from the elements.
I don't ever. Yeah. Well, it's inside the outside. It goes on before the outside.
Right.
But I don't ever see any other name. I just Tyvek. They did something right because they own the. I think the stuff is like skin for your house. And
kind of like an insulation or something like that.
Yeah, and then over it you put siding or brick or whatever. So we should have all bought Tyvek stock, if there's even a stock for Tyvek.
It's owned by DuPont. Buy their stock.
Should have bought DuPont, I guess. I don't know if it's interesting. It's just a question. I told you that over the weekend, my wife and I, we're on 44. We're down the other side of Sullivan, Cuba, Raleigh.
That is interesting.
No, I'm not finished. And I don't understand why when you get out the outskirts of town, I don't know about south or east, but I know that that direction west, you start to see these billboards for these adult bookstores. Mm-hmm. First of all,
for truckers.
But even a trucker, why would you, the bookstore part, why would you want to go there for what, a penthouse or some jugs, magazine. You have a phone, a computer. There's far more explicit stuff. Who goes to the? And you could
truckers.
Say, well, it's toys, it's sex toys, and so. Why would you even go there for that? You go online to get that stuff.
Maybe they're stopped at a rest area with bad reception. You know, you got to go back to the hard copies then. No pun intended.
I don't see how they're still in business. I could see when if you wanted porn, you had to get DVD. I could see that, but how do they even exist? Unless that's not what they really are. Maybe there's somebody in the back room or something. I don't know.
So
but you still see adult bookstores.
Selling
store.
Bath salts. Yeah.
I don't know. I mentioned earlier, and I'm bummed out about this, I won't be going to any Broadway plays for a while. They're not going to open Broadway up till at least after Labor Day. So.
I have some good breaking news for you, though. Seriously? All seriousness.
Breaking news.
Well, yes,
breaking news.
Yep. Rushing. I'm rushing right now.
Interrupt my Playhouse monologue for this breaking news. Let's go live to Tim Woodburn. Tim, are you there?
Yeah, I am, Frank. I'm down here in the newsroom.
What's the breaking news? The
state of Missouri has announced that all 13 casinos across the state will reopen on May 31st.
Well, that's good news for me.
Wow. May 31st.
All right. I just was wondering about that this morning.
Mm-hmm. That's why I'm here.
That's... Well, that answers an email that I got from a listener. Why is Tim on the show?
Right?
No. Oh, man.
To tell us when the casinos reopen.
Who wrote that?
Tim's mom.
No. He says he... he identifies himself in the email, and earlier in the email he talks about, I may have seen him in the last gay pride parade. Well, I didn't go to that parade. Philip, and I don't know how to pronounce his last name, M-E-I-H-O-U-L-E, Philip Myhole, it looks like.
Mihol.
Philip Mihol. Philip Mihol. Maybe that's it.
He's Irish.
I don't know why, but Dan and I off the air a while ago were talking about how did we get on bars of soap?
I don't know. Bill was involved in it too. I have no idea.
I want nothing to do with any of this.
But I said, you know, the only bar of soap that floats is Ivory. Ivory floats.
And slogans. We're talking about slogans.
Oh, that started with slogans. Yeah. Oh, I know. So I went in the kitchen and we have a big can of Kirkland coffee. Mm-hmm. Not Clipper. Should be Clipper, but it's not. And it says on the can, I love marketing. I love it. And I love what people fall for. And on the can it says 100% Colombian coffee. That doesn't mean anything. Lots of coffee comes from Colombia. It doesn't make it the best. It doesn't make... And then it says there's a picture on there of Juan Valdez and his donkey. There is no such person, and never was, as Juan Valdez. Doesn't exist. Right. Doesn't exist. And if you remember in the Folgers commercials, I don't know about lately, but years ago, the lady would go, and it's mountain grown. Well, all coffee is mountain grown. It's a mountain product that grows on the mountainside. So when I saw Juan Valdez, and then we get into soap, and I said, you know, the only soap that floats is Ivory. And it was a mistake in the factory. Extra air got into some of the bars and it floated. It wasn't as dense as it was supposed to be. And somebody brilliantly went, hey, leave it alone. Don't fix it. We'll have the only floating bar of soap. Now, do you think there's a whole lot of difference from one bar to the other? Because I don't. No. I think it's all marketing. I don't care. You give me a bar of Dial. Now, smell, yes. Irish Spring?
Yeah.
Potent. Smells good. Yeah. Zest. Zest used to be the one. On the commercials where they throw somebody in the shower and it won't stick to the shower door. Zest wouldn't leave a film. That was the big thing about Zest. Hmm. It wouldn't leave a film. What do you use, bar soap or liquid soap?
I use liquid soap.
What do you use? Axe or something?
No, I don't remember. It's this... I don't remember.
Body wash? Is it body wash?
Yeah, it's a body wash. It's like this supposed to be natural kind of body wash or whatever it is.
Most guys use like a liquid soap.
Yeah, I do.
I use
Bill, what do you use?
I actually don't know.
You don't bathe?
No, I don't bathe.
You don't know what soap you use?
It's like a Suave. It's nothing expensive, that's for sure.
Suave's as good as anything else.
Yeah.
It's kind of got that reputation. Ooh, Suave. That's the low end. It's the same thing.
It smells good, though.
It's soap. Dan, what do you use?
Dial. Bar.
Okay.
And it's like that spring fresh or whatever the heck
that
is.
Tim?
Oh, long time Coast man.
Coast. Oh, that's another good smelling soap. Yeah. Now that's a good, potent, good smelling soap. This is going to make me seem, I don't know what, snooty. I use Caswell Massey Jockey Club. That's the only bar.
Wow.
No, that's the only bar
that
soap.
That is snooty.
It's the only bar of soap I'll use.
Would you like some Grey Poupon to go with your soap?
I used to have that. I will use liquid soap a lot, but when I go for a bar of soap, it is Caswell Massey Jockey Club. It smells better than any bar of soap I've ever smelled in my life.
I've never heard of it.
$7 a bar.
Mm-mm. Wow.
Caswell Massey, and the soap is Jockey Club. Yeah, just thought you might like to know. And even if you didn't, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Can I finish the kids' books? These are kids' books that never made it.
These are
bad idea for kids' books. The publisher said, no. To review the ones we've already gone over. Again, books for children. First one, You Are Different, and that's bad. Not a good idea. The Boy Who Died from Eating Vegetables. That's bad. Dad's New Wife, Robert.
Oh, my gosh.
And this is the last of the ones that we went through earlier, and I'll add some. Fun four-letter words to know and share. And then this book, Hammers, Screwdrivers, and Scissors, an I Can Do It book. Kid's Guide to Hitchhiking.
Oh, man.
Curious George and the High Voltage Fence. Here's one. All Cats Go to Hell. For your kids.
Nice.
Here's a kid's book that didn't make it. The Little Sissy Who Snitched. This one could give kids the wrong idea. Some Kittens Can Fly. Here's a kid's book that didn't make it. Whining, Kicking, and Crying to Get Your Way. You might get Theo these books.
Yeah, right.
Here's one. Great Microwave Games Like Pop Goes the Hamster. And the last book that didn't make it, Eggs, Toilet Paper, and Your School. There you go, kiddies. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Guy gets a new job. He's thrilled to get it. He's been job hunting for a couple of months. He finally gets hired and goes and starts on a Thursday. He goes to work Thursday and Friday. Doesn't work weekends. They don't work weekends. Monday, he calls in sick. He just started. Well, people get sick. His boss says, okay, well, maybe see you tomorrow. He goes, I'll be there tomorrow. Tuesday, there he is. Right back. Healthy, fine. Works like a horse. Good worker. Works Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Sure enough, next Monday, calls in sick again. Comes back, works Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Next week, same thing. Same thing. Monday morning, he calls in sick. And finally, Tuesday, when he comes in, his boss calls him in the office. He goes, you know, Ralph, you've only worked here like 3 weeks, and every Monday you call and say you're sick. Now, you're a good worker, and we'd hate to lose you. You work, you do twice the work of any other man here. But this thing about you're sick every month, what is that about? And let me just say this, Ralph, if you have a substance abuse problem, we have programs for that. We'll help you with that. You're drinking too much, you got into some drugs. He goes, oh, no, no. He says, I don't drink, and I don't do, no, it's nothing like that. He goes, well, then help me out here. Every Monday you call and you tell us you're sick, and what is going on? He goes, well, my brother-in-law, he's married to my sister, he does drink. He has a serious drinking problem, and he's mean when he drinks. Every weekend, he goes out and gets hammered. And Sunday night, he comes home, and he beats my sister. Well, she always calls me Monday mornings when she wakes up with black eyes and stuff, and I always have to go over and console my sister after she's been beaten by my brother-in-law. And, you know, she puts her head on my shoulder and cries, and I hug her, and then one thing leads to another, and I always end up having sex with her. His boss says, wait a second. What? You have sex with your sister every Monday morning? The guy goes, I told you I was sick.
Get a check on traffic with Tori Lyons.
This report is sponsored by Unbound.org. Right now, there are young people across the world facing a tough choice. Continue their dream of education or drop out to help their family put food on the table. You can help change their future. See how far your support can go at Unbound.org. Eastbound 370 before 270, we had that earlier vehicle fire. Still a little bit of volume. Westbound 70 at 141. The Illinois 158 ramps to and from eastbound 64 are closed. And single lane traffic north and southbound Frank Scott Parkway at Route 15. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
And while we all have more time at home, take a moment and go to carltoninsurance.net to see just how much the James Carlton State Farm team can save you. Whether it's home, life, or car insurance, the James Carlton State Farm team is here in your neighborhood, ready to provide you with a customer experience unmatched in the industry. Rates continue to drop as fewer cars are on the road. Now is as good a time as ever to make sure your family has the best protection at the right price. If your insurance costs a leg and an arm, call James Carlton State Farm, 314-960.
Every great success story starts with one brave decision. And if you're one of the millions of Americans with college credit but no degree, one brave decision is all that stands between you and the future you want. At Maryville University, we know returning to college takes courage, but your decision isn't really about going back to school. It's about moving forward. And we'll be with you every step of the way. Let's be brave together. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
There's no better time to get those gardens and greens around the house, and Franklin Group and Associates is here for you. They are a generational family-owned business carrying a wide variety of locally grown annuals, perennials, vegetables, hanging baskets, flowering shrubs, and potted plants. They are currently taking personal delivery orders and providing curbside pickup. They work with the best landscape designers in the area and are waiting to fill your order. Call Jack now at 314-422-7056 to experience a product second to none.
The Village Bar, now open Monday through Sunday, noon to 8 p.m. for curbside pickup. If you have a large order, we will deliver. Our quart-sized chili is also available to feed the entire family. We're located at 12247 Manchester Road in De Pere. To order, call 314-821-4532.
Dallas, Texas, that's where we're headed. Mike Evans standing by. And good news. Half of his sponsors open, the Smokehouse Market, open every day but Monday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. You just heard the great testimonial from Bill Cleveland. Went there for the first time, had the French dip, and he is hooked. Smokehouse Market, open, soon to be open, back to normal, hopefully very soon, is Annie Gunn's restaurant next door. They're both in Chesterfield Valley, east of most of that other stuff. Gift cards, always a good idea. You can buy them at Smokehouse Market or get them online at AnnieGunns.com. Give it up, please, for Mike Evans, everybody. Real quickly, would you like to address the Jay Leno misspeak from yesterday?
Sure.
Okay. Go ahead.
What about it?
Well, you had said Jay Leno. You mentioned these people who have the most cars. You said 50 Cent, and that was inaccurate. Jay Leno actually has far more cars than 50 Cent.
Oh, boy.
Well,
this is awkward.
I don't know where I got a car trend magazine or one of those.
You can't trust
make
those.
It up.
Can't trust them.
Well, how do you know you can't trust yours, for God's sake?
Well, I've seen several videos of Jay Leno's
garage.
He doesn't
own all those cars that he drives. I know for a fact.
It's getting heated.
The Jay Leno garage. He doesn't own all those cars.
No, he doesn't own all of them. But Jay does own several dozen cars.
I had him number five, and it was 31 cars, 30 cars, something
okay.
like that.
All right. I don't know, Jay. I've never been there. We'll leave it at that. But I would put big money right now on Jay Leno having more than 31 cars.
Okay.
Okay.
Pop quiz question today. I like this one. These are the four celebrities who live in the most modest homes. But name the name of the celebrity who lives in the most modest home. Jennifer Lawrence, Elijah Woods, Warren Buffett, or John Krasinski, and I'll give you the answer in just a minute. Everybody say yeah!
Stevie Wonder.
That's right, he's 70 years old today. That was his first hit. What was the name of that song?
Oh, hang on. Oh, my goodness. Don't tell me. Oh, I know it, and I just can't. He was 13 when he cut that first record with that harmonica. I'm lost.
Fingertips, part two.
Okay.
Oh.
Huh.
Dan, do you mind real quickly just give, if people have never heard that, the Stevie Wonder, the harmonica thing, would you just real quickly just give them just a little bit? Folks,
sure.
here's what it sounds like. That's it. Fingertips part two.
Amen.
That's it. Wow. Wow.
Now I recognize it.
Yeah. Don't we all?
Coronavirus stuff, a good friend, we call him the brother. Who I've known for 40 years. This is really, I've told Frank about this guy. He's really a great guy, but could never stay away from drugs. Starting when he was like 14. Has been in and out of jail for years. His last bust, he got 15 to 18 years in prison. He's been in San Quentin. Brother Rove is due to get out of prison in 4 months.
Wow.
The Brother Rove just got diagnosed with coronavirus. Is seriously hospitalized. Is that sad or what?
Now, who is this we're talking about?
He is Greg Lucido, who I think you've met in California when I was out there visiting you in St. Louis. It's his brother, and his name is Robert. But we just call him the Brother of.
I don't remember him.
Mm-hmm. You only would have heard of him because he's been in prison for the last 16 and a half years.
Hmm. Okay.
Finally gets out, 4 months, coronavirus. If I could ask the coronavirus Dr. Fauci one question, I would ask him this. If a fart can get through a pair of jeans, how's a mask going to stop the virus?
That's a reasonable question, I think.
I'm just saying. I'm just curious. Inquisitive minds want to know. The hottest property in Hollywood is anything having to do with Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah,
really?
The Morning Show, Little Fires Everywhere, Big Little Lies. Now she signed a huge deal with Netflix. She's going to produce a TV movie called First Women that documents wives of presidents. She also is producing Americanized, a movie about an Iranian family trying to live the American dream in California. She will produce and star two comedies, one called The Cactus, the other one called Your Place or Mine. She's also doing two movies this year, Legally Blonde 3 and a movie called Tinkerbell called a live-action film, That's All We Know. Mm. Reese Witherspoon, everything she touches, directs, produces, or stars is a major hit.
I still say Legally Blonde is one of the most entertaining things I've ever seen. She was fantastic in that.
Yeah, absolutely. And Legally Blonde 3, I hear the script is great. Huh. Odds and ends, the Hollywood Vampires are going forward with their European tour and joining Joel Perry, Alice Cooper, Johnny Depp, who make up the Hollywood Vampires, will be a new rhythm guitar player. Jack Depp, that's Johnny's son, and Johnny Depp's daughter, Lily Rose, may be joining them in some singing in some of the cities. Wow. Heidi Klum has been around a long time as a supermodel, as Sports Illustrated swimsuit cover girl years ago, producer of some TV shows.
1 minute.
Now she wants to act. The question is, can she act?
We'll find out.
And finally.
Okay.
Who has the most modest home of these Hollywood celebrities? Is it Jennifer Lawrence, Elijah Woods, Warren Buffett, John Krasinski?
I'll say Elijah Wood.
I'll say Jennifer Lawrence.
I'll say Buffett.
I will also say Warren Buffett.
Number four, John Krasinski's home, and it's modest for Hollywood, $1.1 million. Number three, Jennifer Lawrence, $802,000.
Come on, Warren.
Number two, Elijah Wood, $98,000.
Yes.
Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett's main residence, where he lives 90% of the time, is in his hometown of Omaha, Nebraska, a house he bought in 1958 for $30,000.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
I'm not giving up. I'm not taking up my promises.
Tim, we win.
Yep.
These other losers have to wait till the next time tomorrow. Thank a police officer, firefighter, every chance you get. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. For you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks just ask me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? Well, I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
thanks for calling.
All right, Dan.
Goodbye,
y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
Covering St. Louis.
I cannot recommend it highly enough.
590 The Fan. More than just sports. KFNS Wood River, St. Louis.
Fox Sports trending now.
Well, all kinds of things going on in the world of sports. Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida wants his state to get back to work.
All these professional sports are going to be welcome in Florida. That may not be the case in every other state in this country, as we've seen. And so what I would tell commissioners of leagues is, if you have a team in an area where they just won't let them operate, we'll find a place for you here in the state of Florida because we think it's important and we know that it can be done safely.
Meanwhile, the National Football League extended its virtual offseason program through at least May the 29th. The initial date had been scheduled for May 15th, so it's been extended another 2 weeks. It's not unexpected at all. Teams will continue to hold Zoom meetings with players while they may conduct workouts on their own. Meanwhile, 31-year-old center Mike Pouncey announced he has been medically cleared to play this season. I'm David.